Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. Starting with high school softball and baseball results from Saturday night. The West Delaware Hawks softball team advancing on to their fourth regional final in a row as they'll be looking for their 16th trip to the state tournament in program history after the Hawks downed Monticello 4-1 Saturday evening. With the record now sitting at 8-26, they will play on Tuesday in a Class 3A regional final at Dubuque-Wallert with a first pitch scheduled for 5 o'clock. All the action, of course, here from KMCH Tuesday a little before 5 o'clock. Beckman had their season ended by Wilton, losing 12-3 in Muscatine on Saturday night. Independence closed out their season down in Davenport as they fell to the number 2 team in Class 3, Davenport Assumption, 13-0 in 3 innings. The Class 4A defending champion Western Dubuque Bobcats were handed a tough upset loss at home inside Farley Park as they fell to the Maquoketa Cardinals by the score of 6-3. Softball postseason play resumes tonight with Class 1A and 2A regional finals. We will have Northland softball for you right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Bill Logan will take the trip to Northland as the number one team in Class 1A, the Lynx, entertaining Central City as Northland tries to get back to the state tournament for the fourth year in a row. In Class 2A, Cascade looks to get to the state tournament for the first time since 2015. The Cougars will travel down to Wilton tonight to take on the Beavers starting at 7 o'clock. In the world of baseball, Class 3A and 4A semifinal sub-state contests will take place tonight. The 7th-ranked 30-10 West Delaware baseball team will welcome in the Cardinals of Maquoketa, who pulled off the upset 7-5 over Solon on Saturday night, allowing the Hawks to host the Cardinals tonight. We'll have all the coverage on our KMCH Sports video stream starting at about 6:50 at KMCH.com. Former West Delaware baseball coach Corey Coates will join me for all the action tonight. Class 3A, Substate 4, second round, the Hawks taking on the Cardinals of Maquoketa. Other coverage area games we'll be keeping an eye on tonight. Independence will play host to Ballard starting at 7 o'clock in a 3A Substate 6 second round game. And Western Dubuque, home at Farley Park, will entertain the Bobcats of Benton Community in Class 3A Substate 3, also starting at 7. To the world of national sports now, starting with NASCAR. Chase Elliott got by Corey LaJoie with just under 2 laps to go and crossed the finish line under yellow after a block sent LaJoie crashing into the wall. That gave the Georgia-born driver his first victory at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Elliott pulled back around in front of the main grandstand, greeted by boisterous ovation from fans who cheered loudly every time he went to the front. The wild capper to another eventful Atlanta race denied LaJoie the first victory of his career, which would have been a huge upset. Major League Baseball, interleague flavor. It was the Reds over Tampa Bay 10-5. In the AL, Orioles beat the Angels 9-5. White Sox over the Tigers 4-2, Royals 5, Cleveland 1, the Twins 6, Rangers 5. It was Houston over Oakland 6-1, Mariners beat the Blue Jays 6-5, Boston over the Yankees 11-6. In the NL, Miami blanks the Mets 2-0, Cardinals over the Phillies 4-3, Atlanta beating Washington by the same score, Pittsburgh 8, Milwaukee 6, Colorado over Arizona 3-2. It was the Giants hammering the Padres 12-0, and the Dodgers get the four-game sweep of the Cubs, winning 11-9. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Monday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.